The massed ranks parted, leaving a long aisle. From the foot of the cliffs came a procession of toads, carrying a canopied hammock on a wooden frame. Lying in the hammock was a massive old toad, far bigger than all the others. Across his stupendous stomach rested a bulrush scepter, with a sun-bleached lizard skull fixed to its top. Fatch nudged Roof, whispering,
"Looks like the big boss wants to visit us."
The bearers let the framed hammock rest on the sand. The marsh toad ruler pointed to himself and uttered a guttural sound.
"What do you think he's saying?"
Joseph murmured to Finbar. The shrew chieftain came to stand with them.
"I think he's telling us his name, Glogalog. Sounds very like mine, Glogalog."
The marsh toad pointed to himself again.
"Glogalog, Burgum, Burgum."
The vast army of marsh toads bowed low, their voices almost a moan as they chorused.
"Burgum, Burgum."
Finbar sheathed his swords.
"What do you suppose a Burgum is, mate?"
he said. A familiar ear-splitting laugh rent the air.
"Chaps, do you need a jolly old interpreter, what?"
Fatch had to restrain Roof from leaping over the stern.
"It's Rosie and Durry!"
he yelled.
"They're not dead, oh, Luke Fatch! Rosie and Durry, they're alive!"
The Hon Rosie Woodsorrel and Durry Quill stepped from behind the canopied frame and waved merrily to their friends aboard the Pearl Queen. Both looked none the worse for their ordeal of being lost at sea. A great gasp of delight and astonishment came from the animals massed on the deck. Rosie and Durry crossed the sand, while the toads stood watching silently. They reached the ship, and dozens of paws leaned out to help them on board. Roof threw himself happily on Durry.
"What the... how did..."
spluttered the bellmaker. Rosie gave Joseph a huge wink.
"Toodle-pip, old sport. Listen carefully, and don't ask silly questions. Young Durry and myself have got to keep up our image as Bulgums, sort of great beasts who came flying out of the sky and all that. Have you got any of that absolutely foul seaweed grog that those sea rats left aboard?"
Logalog scratched his head in bewilderment.
"There's jugs and jugs of it in the galley. Why?"
"Oh, never mind why, old thing. Just go and get a jug, please."
While Logalog went to the galley, Durry and Roof carried on hugging each other. The young squiddle seemed lost for words. All he could do was weep. Durry hugged him tighter.
"There, there now, Roofie. Don't you cry no more. I'm back."
Fatch could not help chuckling.
"He'd probably weep a lot less if you didn't hug so tight, matey. The poor beast gets spiked worse every time you do."
Durry immediately let go, and Roof giggled helplessly as he pulled hedgehog spines from his paws.
"Oh, I'll never let you out of my sight again, Durry Quill."